jumped and began to shake steadily, while the noise as steadily increased. Ralph was shot into the air, thrown down, dashed against branches. At his right hand, and only a few feet away, the whole thicket bent and the roots screamed as they came out of the earth together. He saw something red that turned over slowly as a mill wheel. Then the red thing was past, and the elephantine progress diminished toward the sea. Ralph knelt on the plowed-up soil and waited for the earth to come back. Presently, the white broken stumps, the split sticks, and the tangle of the thicket refocused. There was a kind of heavy feeling in his body where he had watched his own pulse. Silence again. Yet not entirely so. They were whispering out there, and suddenly the branches were shaken furiously at two places on his right. The pointed end of a stick appeared. In panic, Ralph thrust his own stick through the crack and struck with all his might. His spear twisted a little in his hands, and then he withdrew it again.
Ooh!
Someone was moaning outside, and a babel of voices rose. A fierce argument was going on, and the wounded savage kept groaning. Then, when there was silence, a single voice spoke, and Ralph decided that it was not Jack's. "See, I told you, he's dangerous." The wounded savage moaned again. "What else? What next?" Ralph fastened his hands round the chewed spear, and his hair fell. Someone was muttering, only a few yards away toward the castle rock. He heard a savage say, "No!" in a shocked voice, and then there was suppressed laughter. He squatted back on his heels and showed his teeth at the wall of branches. He raised his spear, snarled a little, and waited. Once more, the invisible group sniggered. He heard a curious trickling sound, and then a louder crepitation as if someone were unwrapping great sheets of cellophane.